Do you remember your first time online? You are listening to the Weekly Wonderings podcast with your host, Charles Dunkley. You can find Weekly Wonderings at cedunkley.com or weeklywonderings.com. My first experience with online communication was back in the mid to late 1980s. My friends and I were really into cycling at the time, and I had just recently bought a Trek from one of my buddies, and we were sitting around my friend Timmy's house on Corlaire Avenue. Now, the Lee's house was our weekend hangout in the Bronx. From there, we would set out on our bikes and head up Riverdale Avenue to cycle around Riverdale and Fieldston. And afterwards, we'd end up back at Timmy's house, sometimes with a stop at a deli or pizza place along the way to chow down on some delicious heroes. Now, on a quick aside, there are a few things that sadly fail to taste as good anywhere else as they do in New York City, and a great hero from a deli is one. You just can't find roast beef anywhere else like that that compares. What are the other culinary delights that New York City lays claim to? Well, those will find their way into future episodes, I'm sure. But back to the Lee abode. Timmy was looking for information on some new bicycle parts. I can't recall now if they were Shimano or something else. But he connected to a dial-up service, logged into a cycling bulletin board, and asked for an opinion. So afterwards, we hopped on our bikes, headed out into the afternoon for a ride, and later found us lounging in the Lee's living room. Well, at least I was semi-lounging, which meant hanging out while dealing with my allergies to their dog. And Timmy went back onto the computer and checked into the bulletin board, and there were a few replies. Now, I don't recall the substance of their replies, but the memory of being able to connect to a bulletin board and online forum and communicate like that stuck with me. Now, you might be thinking, I thought you said this was about blogging. And it is. Thinking back to that bulletin board, I'm reminded of why people are online in the first place. To learn and to share what they have learned. And that's the whole point of blogging, to provide people with answers to questions they're looking for. As I continue my early foray into blogging, I'm thinking about this a lot. At first, my blog was just to share some personal ideas, some personal thoughts, and of course, some things about craft beer. And with my weekly wonderings, I was thinking of a way to share with other people the content I've discovered online that I found some value in. Now, whether anyone is benefiting from anything I've shared, I have no idea. Right now, I'm just sharing what I find interesting, but I don't know if I'm sharing why I find it interesting and why I feel compelled to share it with you. And the reality is I'm still trying to figure that part out. How can I help people find what they're looking for? Which leads to my blog reading. My blog reading has ended up being split between two different areas. Not so much subject matter, but rather one, blogs I read because I enjoy them, and two, blogs that focus on how to blog. Last week's Weekly Wonderings was a how-to, and thinking back to that, you may find it ironic or strange that I didn't include any how-to-blog content, especially considering I'm devouring so much of it. But I realized early on that blogging would need to be its own episode. There's so much more I could say about blogging, but for now, I'm going to wrap it up here. I know blogging is a subject matter I will be revisiting again in this series. But I want to wait until I've progressed more, until I've had a good chunk of blog posts under my own belt, until I've had time to follow a few blogs and watch how they put out content on a scheduled basis. For now, I'm going to treat blogs and blogging with that wide open mind of a 30 years ago version of me, sitting there in the Lee's living room in the Bronx, huddled around an Apple IIe, dialing into a cycling bulletin board. And I'm wishing I could be devouring an amazing roast beef hero from that deli on 231st Street, just up from Broadway. And I'm going to figure this blogging thing out. So here's what I'd like to hear from you. What was your first online experience? And what's your favorite blog? I'm always interested in learning about great blogs. And one last request. Please head over to my SoundCloud page and leave a like or a comment and let me know how I'm doing. All feedback is greatly appreciated. And that's it for this week. This is a little bit of a different format for my Weekly Wonderings podcast. I've meant it as sort of a complimentary companion piece to the Weekly Wonderings blog. And the first five episodes, I pretty much just kind of read sort of what I wrote. But one of the things I've been thinking about here with podcasting is this format that I'm trying out with this episode, where I really just want to talk about the subject that the Weekly Wonderings post is about without just reading what's on the post, because you just go read the post and you'll see what's there. Now, I do have, in blogging, I do have some specific content. I list craft beer blogs, different types, some that are full-blown websites, some that are just blogs, and some other interesting blogs that I like Pro Blogger. So head on over to weeklywonderings.com or cedunkley.com and find the Weekly Wonderings episode 6, and then you can see the blogs that I'm specifically talking about, specifically highlighting there. And that is it for this week, and I will talk to you again next week. Thanks.